Long embraces and tears of joy. That's how Claudia Cifuentes' reunion with her children went after 15 years. At Seattle Airport, the kisses of a loving mother were meant to make up the long period of absence after being deported in 2008. Kevin was 11, Claudia was 15, and Edwin was 18 years old. Claudia Cifuentes entered the U.S. for the first time in 1998 with her children and younger brother. She says they migrated from Guatemala after Hurricane Mitch left the family with nothing. Border Patrol detained them in Texas, but an agent released them after 5 hours and gave her paperwork and instructions to start a process for staying legally in the U.S. Cifuentes did find a lawyer who would start an asylum case, but it didn't work out.
Pasaron 2 años y medio cuando de repente...
She says after 2.5 years, her lawyer didn't notice the court date and didn't tell her the court issued a deportation order against her. Cifuentes went on with her life, hoping to receive news about her case. Then ICE agents detained her while her children were at school. Her daughter Claudia remembers that day. She says there was a call telling them not to go home because immigration had arrested their mom. The children panicked. Cifuentes remained in the Tacoma Detention Center for 9 months until she was deported to Guatemala. Cifuentes says she faced the pain of being separated from her children. Claudia Loza says she and her brothers stayed with relatives for a few days, then they returned home. ICE arrived again, and this time detained 18-year-old Edwin. Claudia says she and her younger brother Kevin were frightened because their brother Edwin always protected them. Edwin also went to the Tacoma Detention Center and was released with an ankle monitor. They say he was deported to Guatemala after his high school graduation. Sandy Restrepo is Cifuentes' new lawyer. Restrepo is the co-founder of Colectiva Legal del Pueblo, an organization that provides immigration legal services.
This is when we're seeing it come full circle and she's able to come back. But many people, they're not able to get out on bond. And so if the case isn't reopened, if you don't have a good asylum claim, so many different factors, and you're not able to stay here or win your case.
Reopening Cifuentes' asylum case could be complex, says Restrepo. So the family opted to petition for family reunification. Claudia was required to wait 10 years before applying to re-enter U.S. Restrepo says when it comes to asylum, many factors come into play, and only 10 or 20% of the cases are resolved in favor of the petitioners. All cases are different. Mari Mora is an advocate with La Resistencia, an organization in Seattle that works to end the detention of immigrants. She says people have been deported even when their cases have not been resolved. According to an ICE spokesperson statement sent by email, enforcement and removal operations makes custody determinations on a case-by-case basis in accordance with the U.S. law and U.S. Department of Homeland Security policy, considering the individual merits and factors of each case. For Cifuentes and her family, this is a new beginning. She wants her case to be known and wants to be a voice for other families experiencing separation. Cifuentes says the first thing she wants to do is heal. She wants to start putting her pieces together, her jigsaw puzzle. For NWPV, I'm Johanna Bejarano.